Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we're talking to Max Rayner, who is the lead singer and the founder of a band from Oklahoma who have traveled to California and now back to Oklahoma. They've got their debut album out, which is also the name of the band. They've copied their band name for the debut album, which happens to be Wilderado. And we welcome the guys to our show in form of Max, who's the lead singer. Now, first of all, why did you pick the name Wilderado for the name of the band? That's the start of the story.
Well, we used to be called Bird Dog when the band first started. And then we were sent kind of a cease and desist from another band called Bird Dog that was up in New York. And we decided that it wasn't worth the fight. So we went out on our first tour, actually, and we're kind of given the assignment of coming back with a new band name. And happened to pass driving through Texas, this town, Wilderado. And yeah, I just loved the word, tell you the truth. They had a different spelling on it. And we replaced a O with an E. And yeah, that was just kind of short story. We just liked the word. There was nothing online about it. There's no band called Wilderado. So we just thought we'd maybe steal it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bird Dog, that sounds like a line from a song. I know I've heard that in a song, Bird Dog.
Yeah.
Quite popular song, if I'm not mistaken.
Is this a test? I'm not sure I know which song it is.
No, it's not a test. It's just that rang a bell when you said that. But so Wilderado it is. Wilderado wins the prize. And so now you've got the debut album. Why did it take, I think, 5 years or so to come out with an album? Why did you guys wait so long?
We were just spending our time on the road, really. We were putting out music in short little spurts, kind of by virtue of that's just what was happening. We were reacting more than anything. We would find ourselves with a short amount of time and a small amount of money, and it made sense to just kind of put out these EPs to be able to continue touring. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we didn't really want to force one to happen. And we eventually found ourselves with the songs and with the thread and time to finish it all up. And it's just kind of how it worked out. We just kind of allowed ourselves to react more than anything.
Mm-hmm. And so in waiting for this process to unfold and in releasing songs as singles, it seems like that's the nature of the business these days now, is everybody's putting songs out as singles. And you've certainly had the success with, I guess it's 100 million streams, if I'm not mistaken, at this point. So you've had tremendous success that way. There has to be pressure to put out an album, which is risky in today's music industry. Albums are a much harder part of the business. So did you feel pressure when you said, okay, we're going to put an album out? Any pressure at all?
There was never pressure to release a record, a full length. It was more so just something we wanted to do. I think if anything, it would have been pressure to not do one, just simply because what you're saying, it doesn't really make sense in today's music culture. It was just something we wanted to do. We had we had story. And it just made sense the right time.
Mm-hmm. Has it always been music for you, Max? I mean, is this from the beginning, this was always the plan, or where did music come into your life?
I can't say this was ever the plan. This was just something that kind of started happening to me. I think I started playing music. I mean, we were always around it growing up. My mom's a classically trained singer and pianist, and we kind of dabbled in some piano lessons, but it wasn't really until college that I started playing guitar and writing songs.
Mm-hmm. Or in a sport. What were you studying in college?
Nothing really. I ended up getting a communications degree, though. Classic.
Oh, you could have been doing this.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking with Max Rayner, who is the lead singer and the founder of the band Wilderado. And so tell me about the other guys in the group. And you guys are all from Oklahoma, which is very different than California, which is where you all moved to start your music career. but you ended up going back to Oklahoma. I guess you figured it out that this is not where we want to be making our music. So tell me about how you all formed and your journey.
Well, we've actually got a Texas boy, Tyler. He's from Waxahachie, Texas. So there's two Tulsa natives and one boy from Texas. And long story short, very long story short, I finished college and I moved out to Los Angeles because I had an opportunity to start playing and touring with the band. And I had nothing else really I was doing. My sister was in the band and her and I had always kind of dreamed of writing songs together. And so I just kind of went out and started doing that. And we traveled in a college circuit for a real long time. And eventually I had kind of collected some songs of my own and had been keeping in touch with Tyler. He and I both went to college together and he eventually came out to Los Angeles and we made a little record. And then we convinced Justin, the drummer, to come out to Los Angeles. And we just started touring a lot. I mean, we had a team fall around the band pretty quickly after releasing some music and they just put us on the road. Mm-hmm. And it was kind
of
like,
what was it about California that drew you there and then all of a sudden sent you back to Oklahoma?
Anything ever drew me to California, to be honest. I went where my sister was. I kind of just went the next place. I was just one thing ended and another thing started and it happened to be in LA. Mm-hmm. And next thing I knew, I'd been there for 6 years and had a little girl and had a wife and a band. And, you know, it's always kind of, it's been a series of kind of looking around and realizing, man, where my life has turned into something I never expected it to. But I think as I've gotten older and met more people, I think that was going to be the case no matter what. And so, yeah, I've just been trying to enjoy it and move from place to place. And once we started realizing how hard it was to have a kid in Los Angeles and how much support I had back in Tulsa, I got a big family here and everyone's having babies at the same time. My wife and I kind of looked at each other like, what are we doing in Los Angeles? So we made the choice to come back here to Tulsa and the band followed us and yeah, we've just kind of, again, just reacting and moving along.
And how has becoming a father changed your songwriting?
Wow. I'm not sure. I think, you know, the way I like to write songs is just with whatever is happening that day. And however I'm feeling, I try to be as much of just an observational writer as I can be. And when you have children, they never leave your mind. And everything is a strange combination of the same and different. And so I think subconsciously they've probably infiltrated my songwriting pretty heavily. But yeah, not too many just daddy daughter tunes coming around. If anything, it would just be, that's a big change in me, and so it has to have affected the way that I view everything.
Mm-hmm. And how does she view you? I mean, what does she make of all this music stuff?
Yeah, she's cool. There's two of them now.
Two. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. A 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, two little girls. Hello.
Not getting much sleep, are you? 2 years old.
Actually, my wife is a little drill sergeant. And those girls go to bed every night at 7:30, getting up at 6. So we got a pretty tight shift for running at home. But they know I'm in a band. And they know that my world and my thoughts are melodies and words. And I think that the older one's starting to have an appreciation for that. And the younger ones, you know, she's two, so she's got an appreciation for a lot, but it is cool, man. It's cool watching her little brain kind of understand that people know who the band is. She just started kindergarten and her teacher's fan of the band and come to find out. So little things like that, I think she starts realizing that, you know, the music, I think, goes a little bit further than just our house and our studio.
We've got Max Rayner with us. Will Dorado, Max is going to do a song for us. And why don't you tell me what the song is and what it's about? What was the inspiration of our first song here?
This song is called Morning Light. It's a tune we've played for a long time. And it's one I love. It's mostly just about returning home. And I wrote it before I was ever traveling much or ever had much to return home to. And now, gosh, it's just about the best thing that there is in life for me is leaving and coming back. So the song's evolved with us and it's dear to my heart. It's called Morning Light.
Morning Light, Will Dorado here on Border Crossings.
Morning lights come and I'm feeling drunk again. I got this old guitar and some skin cigarette. Not quite sure just exactly where I am, but tomorrow I'll be home. It won't matter where I've been. When the sun comes up in the morning, I'll be well on my way home. Darling,
Border Crossings and Will Dorado, and we've got Max Rayner with us, and that song's Morning Light, and I really like that song. I mean, you have a very unique sound, a unique style. So, I mean, where do you get your inspiration? Because I know you work with producers on the album that, like, you work with the producers come from Taylor Swift, they work with her. They quite a variety of artists. So the sound that a producer brings to you is very different. So you got kind of a collection of producers helping you with this album.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. So the Taylor Swift name is James McAllister, and he was actually working with us long before he did that record. I mean, James is always recorded. We haven't ever done a project without James recording it. And then he introduced us to Chad, and Chad's been a part of so much of our music now, and he kind of was the head producer on this Will Dorado LP. But I think the fair thing to say is James and Chad are as much of Will Dorado's sound as I ever will be. I mean, they are just my true collaborators, and they have impacted us very heavily. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where we all draw from. I think the most honest thing to say is I'll bring a song or we'll start something together, and we really do just work with it until we all look at each other and say it's cool. I mean, I think the way it works is we all just have such different backgrounds and different ears, and it has helped us kind of create this eclectic sound that carries this thread of my voice and my observations, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's a long way to ride. I love those dudes. I can never be more grateful for two people than those guys.
Mm-hmm. And the harmonies are great. I mean, I would have to say that, you know, harmony is probably one of the recognizable traits of your band, of the sound of Will Dorado.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I love harmony. I think it simply ends there. It's a very special thing to me when, you know, you're vibrating literally physically the same wavelength when you're singing. It's just a special thing. Something I'm kind of learning as we progress to, you know, I'd rather it be something that helps a song and impacts a song dynamically, you know, as opposed to becoming like a shtick. So it's a harmony, something I've been reevaluating, but man, I love it. There's nothing quite like it, really, in my opinion.
Right. So, I mean, when you're writing a song, what comes in your head first? Is it, do you get the lyrics or do you get the sound, the harmony, the music, the notes? What's the process for Max Rainer?
Usually a piece of music. Mm-hmm. I've tried lots of different ways, but one thing I found about myself is I think I work best when I'm thinking within some sort of limitation, and usually that's a piece of music, and lots of times just an entire structure of a song will come around before I even think about melodies, and especially words. And then usually I'll get a melody and a cadence that I think complements the piece of music, and then I'll start going to work on layering some lyrics in there.
Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's not easy to be a songwriter. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that it's, you know, people can sing songs, but to write them, it really takes tremendous talent to put your emotions out there. It can be therapeutic in a way to actually tell true stories about your life and reveal inner emotions and things like that. I would be curious. I like to ask artists who do write songs, what's the most unusual place you ever got inspiration for a song that you've written?
The most unusual, man, I'm trying to think. Lots of times I'm asked about, we have a song called Surefire that I think I got some inspiration from a Tabitha King poem, which I guess I never really expected to do. I hadn't ever really read Stephen King much and hadn't read Tabitha at all, and didn't even know about her. And I was reading a book of his called On Writing, and he inserted a poem of hers. And yeah, this was all about a bear coming out of hibernation. I was reading that and then fell asleep. And then in the next morning, that was kind of a couple lines. And when I was writing Surefire, it came out about, mm-hmm, bear in the forest. I always thought that was kind of odd.
And the new single is called Head Right. Is that correct? Is that your new single, or have you moved on already to another single?
I never really know, to tell you the truth. I Head Right, that's one that's being worked at radio right now, so I'm sure that's what. Yes, sir.
And so tell me, are you going to do that on the show? Is that one of the songs you're going to sing?
Yeah, I was going to play it last.
Okay, well, we won't talk about that one then right now. We'll talk about the next one you're going to sing. And we'll save Head Right for the last. We're going to keep people on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, stick around that one.
What's coming up next? What are you going to sing for us?
This song's called Help Me Down. It's the last song on the record. And it actually is another old song that I found as we were trying to finish this record. Tyler, the guitar player, sent me a voicemail of it. I think I wrote this song back in 2011. I just had a verse and a chorus and started listening to it again and still connected to it wildly. And I thought it was cool knowing all that had happened and changed, but I'm still connected to this idea.
Do you often revisit songs you wrote a while back?
Not as a practice, but if that's something that happens, I always think that's such a special thing. I mean, that's why I think it's so important to try and record as much as you can. And if you ever have a thumbs up, to get it on your phone. And that's what's great about having these voicemails, these voice memos.
Have you ever gone back to a song you wrote way back, way when you were 12, 10, 13, whenever you were first writing?
No, man, I wished I was writing back then. I was more drawing pictures and playing sports than those days. I don't think I ever started having any songs come out till much later in life.
Check out Wilderado and another song that's not new, but it's on the new album, Wilderado. So what's the name of the song?
Help Me Down.
Help Me Down, Wilderado. Let's check it out here on Border Crossings.
I had a stone to throw at something real, a treasure of my own, so I could feel. I dropped an anchor in the sand and watched it drag on through the sea. The shackles are off my hand, but I ain't free. I get the lovely shade of blue. Help me down, don't pick me up. Give me something that I can touch just away. Here I've loved you all along. The summer came in fast, but it hasn't learned to last. It came to town just to turn you brown, then it passed. And now I'm freezing in my car as I'm driving under the stars. I've been thinking of you like I tended to in the dark. I guess I never learned to choose. Help me down, don't pick me up. Give me something that I can touch just the way here I've loved you all along. Help me down, don't pick me up. Give my hands a beat of love just the way here I love you while you're. touch, just the way here I lived all along. Help me down, Lord, pick me up in my hands, bit of love, just the way here I love you while you're gone. I need a way, here I love you while I'm gone.
Border Crossings, they are Will Dorado. Actually, it's just one guy today, but normally you are a trio. Is normally the group, and your sister used to be in the group. Maybe she probably joined you every once in a while.
She and I were just grew up, I think, being musical together. But yeah, it's just the three of us that make up Will Dorado.
Will Dorado, Help Me Down, the name of the song, sounding great on the album Will Dorado, which is named after the band, the debut album for a band that's been around. I always, you know, it's interesting. You see Best New Artist, and it's an artist that's been doing this for 20 years, but they get a Grammy for Best New Artist. But they waited for a while to put out an album. So you have, you know, done some traveling, you lived in one place, you lived in another. Did you write any songs about living in Los Angeles? Did that influence your songwriting? Did you say, hey, I'm going to write a song about my time there and put it on an album or release it as a single?
You're making me sound more calculated than I am. I wish I was that way. I'm more of an everything accident, and for some reason, some people seem to enjoy it kind of writer. But I will say the very first tune on this LP, it was called Stranger, and I had this line, I wish you were a stranger, kind of come with the melody, and I had a difficult time trying to make that make sense, but what I ended up doing was writing it about meeting my wife, and, kind of wishing that I could do that again. I always think it's a special thing, that experience of meeting somebody for the first time, and now we've started growing up together, and just so much changes, and you become two different people, becoming one person in this family, and I always just think it'd be so sweet to go back and meet her again, but that it kind of starts, this song kind of starts in Los Angeles, and I really did just kind of tell the story of that first night we met, pouring her a drink, walking down to the beach. Yeah, I mean, man, Los Angeles really was and is a big part of my history now, which is wild to me. That city was always so fictional to me growing up.
You sound like a romantic guy. I bet your wife is really lucky.
Oh, I don't know. We have to catch her on the right day, I think, to get that opinion. But
Max Rainer is our guest, and this is Border Crossings. Will Dorado is the name of the band. What is the tour plan for the future now that COVID is finally, almost in our rearview mirror? Almost in our rearview mirror. Things are subsiding a little bit. Bands are announcing tour dates. Some have started touring. What's the plan for your group?
March, my man. We're out. We're going. We're actually going to do it. 30 dates. Starting, I guess, very end of February through March, and then the next week of April. Hard to believe, I'm not going to lie. I think at that point, it will have been two entire years since we've toured. We've been playing kind of one-off dates through, the end of the summer and fall, but March will be our first headline tour. And almost 2.5 years, believe it or not.
Wow. International touring, is that part of the plan?
Not on this one. It's all going to be North America.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, can you do another song? I guess we kind of, there's no surprise. We know what it is.
Yeah, this song is called Head Right.
And what's this song about? Is it exactly what it sounds like? Get your head right.
Unfortunately, it is. Yeah, there's no mystery to this one. I was in a dark space writing it, and I think it was just one of those moments I realized that if I didn't start thinking correctly, then it could be a long time until I learned how to enjoy a bunch of wonderful things that are happening around me. So yeah, this is a lot of the records that just me struggling with viewing things correctly and where to put my hurt and my anxieties and how to work towards just being where I am. But yeah, this song gets into it. It's called Head Right.
Border Crossings and Wildorado, and that is called Head Right. And thank you for revealing, you know, some stuff that's kind of deep and kind of heavy and very personal, you know. And I think that in today's time, a lot of artists are using their fame, their platform to address things that for years people didn't and brushed under the carpet. And you know, It makes you vulnerable, which makes you real, makes you human, and it helps you connect. It peels away a layer. And so, you know, thank you for giving us a song like Head Right and for giving us more insight into who you are, who Max Rayner is, and, you know, the person behind the voice, behind the band, Will Dorado. So thank you for doing that. And I you know, so you mentioned the tour is coming up, and I know you've toured with Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. So perhaps you're a Fleetwood Mac fan. I'm not sure. I would venture to say you might be. But what does the future hold? You know, you got album number one now. Have we opened the floodgates for Will Dorado? Does this mean more albums, or is this a kind of just an experimental thing, or what's the next plan?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing with the record is once you put one out, you got to keep going. But I think right now we're just in the mind state of pushing this record, performing it, and hopefully we'll go out in March and we'll do it some justice live and get to share these songs with the people that listen to them. And then, yeah, man, I mean, we're already sitting on a bunch of new music. We wrote this record almost 18 months ago now. So just writing, that's the name of the game, just being diligent and getting in and writing. So yeah, I mean, it's interesting putting out this record last week, and I'm in my car listening to music that people probably won't hear for a couple more years, because we're already on to the next thing, man. We're trying to really work ahead and make sure that we're able to do this for as long as we enjoy it.
And what should we be listening for on the new album, Will Dorado? What are your favorite songs? You wrote them all, they're all your babies, but what are your favorite songs?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think I really enjoy the first two, Stranger and Astronaut. The Worst of It, I think, is track number five. That's a special song to me. The Window is another really special song. And then Outside My Head, towards the back of the album, might be my favorite on the whole thing.
All right, 100 million streams. So there's a lot of people out there who are really into Will Dorado. And so let's see if we can get a few more on board as well. Where can people get your music besides Spotify and all the other folks who already stream music they know, but new people in places like Africa and Asia, Europe, Middle East, who are tuned in right now, where do they go?
Yeah, well, if you're listening from there, I want to say that is crazy for me. If you want to figure out more about our band, get online and go to willdorado.co. That's our website. It's easy to navigate. And you can email us and you can purchase all of our music there. And yeah, it's a great place to keep in touch. Would love to hear from you.
Max Rayner, thank you for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Time for us. It really does help. And it's a special thing for me to meet people who are curious about what we do. So thanks for doing that.
No, pleasure to have you on. And you want to say anything to the troops who are tuned in right now?
Man, be safe. Yes, sir. Be safe. Appreciate you.
All right, Max. Thanks for joining us. Will Dorado is the name of the group, the name of the album. Max Rayner's been our guest. My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.